Would you care to enlighten the Saints on how, you know, you ain't really doing the greatest? I think that, you know, I seen an Instagram post where somebody had put up a video of you getting stomped out in Mollywop. So y'all make sure y'all send y'all condolences and thanks to Wood. I believe he is down at the Whitfield Memorial Hospital as we speak right now. He is so courageous in attempting to come out of the woodworks tonight to be with us. I done told him about running his mouth. He done sat there and moved to VA, y'all, and, you know, just like, and VA homies is different, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I heard that you got caught up in the crossfire and your mouth was writing checks that your hind end most certainly couldn't cash. So I am going to plug Wood's Cash App in the description. Y'all be sure to send that boy a little something that, you know, he can get him a biscuit or something like that. Because I seen pictures of him, and he was already ugly, but he just, you know, got black eyes and stuff, his eyeballs, and it came out of sockets, and the doctors, you know, they saying he not going to make it, So hopefully that teach your tale a lesson about just talking to anybody any kind of way, because most people ain't going for that. But we do send our, you know, our well wishes to you. You got to watch your mouth, bro. You can't be talking to nobody like you ain't got no sense. I told you, you better respect your jaw. You keep talking like you don't respect your jaw. I know, because I used to beat you something terrible back in the day, but, you know, they used to break that up between me and you. You know, big bro always pouncing on the little bro, you know. It ain't toughing you up. It made you more of a pussy, but it is what it is.
Now, if they want to bless McCash, sure you put that in the description. You make sure you go ahead and put that in the description if they is going to bless my Cash App. But please enlighten us all. If you say I got stomped out and there is a video, please, brother, I want to see that video of my doggone self. Because I was out here in these streets. I was out here in these streets when Black Lives Matter came marching through. I was
you ain't
with
like
it.
That.
Out there supporting.
You ain't like
out
that.
There supporting. I was with it. But I tell you like this right here, you keep running your mouth at me. I may have moved, but I got some hitters back in the city, and I can slide them your address. I still got the key. Oh, nah. You had so little time to say that foolishness. I still got the key to where you lay your head at. It is nothing for me to mail them the key,
bro.
Send them your address,
yeah,
and tell them come holler at you. Because your bedtime is 9 o'clock. I already know
Tahitian
that.
Treat show is hitting the spot right now. Whatever the hell he's talking about, this Tahitian treat show is hitting the spot right now.
You done been out there in that sun all doggone day, then became delusional. Need to get your hind
tail. I ain't delusional.
Your hind tail checked.
I ain't the one that got stomped out. I ain't the one that got stomped out. How you feel?
Show that video.
Can you walk?
Does it
hurt to swallow? You all right?
Show it. Show the video. If you really about that, you talk about you got all this.
I had to tell
show
you.
It. We the people want
to
see it.
I had to tell
you. You hear me?
I don't
you
know
hear
what.
Me?
Hopefully.
You
I
hear me?
You
we the people
no
wants to see it.
You lucky it ain't go left. Because there could be a strong possibility we wouldn't even be connecting on this podcast right now. You lucky they took it light on you. They figured, you know, they weren't going to do you grimy as they could have. You better be thankful for that.
Ain't nobody going to catch me slipping. Believe that, partner. Because they and you can all get their tails whipped.
I'm not convinced, man. That comedy that, you know, you've always had, I told you, man, you really are suited for show business. You need to go ahead and take that up as a, you know, profession as soon as, you know, you get discharged from the hospital. I need to come and see you, see how you're doing. Might bring you a bouquet
you right
of flowers
now,
or something. I don't
you
know.
You come down here. You ain't going to leave.
Yeah,
the same way you came. Believe that, partner.
Yeah, Wood. That sounds lovely. It really does.
That sounds.
Hey,
get
man.
It out, nigga.
Hey, come on, somebody podcast. You are now tapped in with the incomparable Matty Ams, yours truly, and the honorable Wood.
Come on. What's been going on, brother?
Brother?
What's been going on?
beautiful day indeed. It is indeed the summertime. It is a new month, the month of July. Let me ask you this. How excited are you for the 4th this year? You ready to celebrate? You ready to grill out?
That ain't,
you ready to, you know, be draped up and drip out in American, you know, clothes, tank tops, beaters, shorts, shoes, accessories. You're going to be draped out in your American gear for the 4th? Celebrate,
what,
you know,
American gear?
Day.
What American gear? I don't believe in all that foolishness. America has not been kind to my people. I don't got nothing to celebrate with these folk. Nothing. There ain't nothing. Celebrate.
Come on, man.
Ain't no July 4th. We wasn't free on no July 4th. That ain't my Independence Day.
No. Hey, man, where's the solidarity at? Come on, man. Hey, land of the free and home of the brave.
Land of what free? What free? We still out here struggling. Every day, Black Lives Matter. We out here getting murdered. Black folk dying by police. Nah, brother. Nah, ain't no freedom. Ain't no freedom. None whatsoever.
I
will tell you this. Go ahead.
What's going on? Holla at me. What's going on?
Well, I was going to segue into the shocking new thing we was going to give to our fans and to the family and to the congregation here at Come Up On My Podcast. But if you have something to say, brother, go ahead.
Oh, no, brother, go ahead. Let's tap in with the people right quick. Let's figure out what's popping with the population. Now we get down.
All right, before we get started, I'm going to tell you like this. This is a new segment that we starting here at the Come On Somebody Podcast, where we are becoming one-on-one with our fans and with the family of the Come On Here Somebody Podcast. We have received some letters. We've received some letters from some of our viewers and listeners, some of our loyal fans.
Ooh,
and we're going to go through a couple of those asking for our advice.
We got some mail? Oh,
we got some mail. Now, go ahead.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot. I did myself a disservice. I ain't even checked the mailbox before I came in the house this morning. Oh, man. We got some mail. Oh, man.
We got some mail.
Oh, man. We got some mail. Yeah, we got some mail.
Come on. And say a round of applause. But no, let me tell y'all this.
Boy, we got some mail.
Because I know y'all haven't heard us shout out our P.O. box, our address, to receive mail, all that. What we do is we shout out our social media handles, and we get letters and we get, you know, questions and situations brought to us on our social media handles. So, Maddie Ann, if you don't mind, go ahead and shout out your social media handles. I'll shout out mine. So any of the viewers, in case they do want to get in tune with us, get our advice about situations that they may be facing in their life, and we may be able to help you out and add you part of this new segment we are here on Come On Somebody, about to start doing.
Definitely you want to plug me in at Maddie Ams on Twitter. If any of y'all still tweet, you can find me there. And, you know, I'm kind of, you know, like non-existent on IG. But, you know, just for, you know, ish and giggles, if you want to plug me in on your IG, you can definitely do that at Maddie_Ames. And please be advised that it definitely does go down in the DM. So, brothers, just understand, I ain't sent
okay,
to your lady,
okay,
but she came for me.
What?
Come on now.
Snapchat?
You put Snapchat out there or not yet? Oh, man. Yeah, man. I've been kind of like out of the loop with, you know, Snapchat and things. Snapchat was getting me in trouble, but I digress. So
yeah.
You can definitely plug me. You can plug me in on Snapchat at Maddie Ams. Remember, man, I am one for the women, all about the women. I love the ladies. All right, well, go ahead.
Okay. All right,
if
you want to get in tune with me on Twitter, you can hit me up at Woog 304. That's WOOG The number's 304. If you want to get at me on Instagram, you can get at me at I am Wood. That is, see, trying to be serious, but here you go. You can get at me at I am Wood on Instagram. That is I underscore AM underscore WHXG. And if you, I don't get on Snapchat that often, but if you want to hit me up on Snapchat, it is I am underscore Wood, WOOG. The reason, brother, I wanted to segue straight into one of these letters is because of what we just talked about with Independence Day. So I want you to hold on tight, sit on down, get you something cold to drink. If you got that pack of crackers or that apple or something in your little pantry, go ahead and get that out, sit down, have your little snack, get you something cold to drink. We're about to start this new segment here at the Come On Somebody podcast. We're about to give some love to some of the congregation. You feel me?
Come on and crack that can open. Come on, we got some mail.
Right.
Let's open up our mail. Hopefully it ain't no bills that, you know, they sending us. Because I don't be putting my address down on a lot of documents. And my social security number, I've wiggled it to where you have to kind of pay in order to access my social security number. So hopefully it ain't no bills that
what?
You about to open up. If so,
well, I tell you what, if it is
them.
A bill, if I don't see no red writing, it's going back in that mailbox, you understand?
Return the sender. He don't live yet. He
return the sender.
Yeah.
It ain't due yet. Return the sender. It ain't in critical. Return the sender. Let's get to the first letter.
All right.
First letter. And this is why I wanted to start with this letter after what we talked about July 4th. All right. Good evening, the Honorable.
From?
Good evening. Can I read the letter, brother?
We want to know who it's from, who it is, and where they're from.
If you let me read the letter, that information's in the letter. So sit yourself down, nigga. All right. Good evening to the Incomparable. Good evening to the Honorable. My name is Vanessa. I am 37 years old. I am writing in from the beautiful city of Wyoming. 37, she's from Wyoming.
Mill.
With all the protests that's been going on, considering Black Lives Matter, I'm having an issue with my husband of 7 years, who is also 48. He's also a black man. We've had multiple conversations about how the statues of Confederate generals have been coming down. The things about the Confederate flag, how there's a division amongst white people and black people in America. I'm writing to you to see if I can get advice on how to handle a certain situation. All right, so some trouble going on. Last week, we had a discussion about the Bubba Wallace incident in NASCAR. For those that don't know, the old Bubba Wallace, the Confederate flag, and blah, 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 blah. My husband, who I said again is black, said he does not see a problem with the Confederate flag being up or being raised, and he doesn't understand why black America has started rioting and looting, that is wrong, that there should be another way of handling these issues. Me, as a white woman in America, I felt mad at him for saying this because I do support Black Lives Matter and I do support the black community. Okay, fine. I
appreciate you, baby.
You.
We shall appreciate you.
But I feel, we do. The letter says, I do feel that when it comes to issues like this, that I feel I am more supportive of the black community than my own husband, who is black. So as a woman, as a white woman handling this issue, what advice do you give me to help either bring him up to speed on him being black and that certain things ain't right, or should I just leave this alone? Please help. Signed, Vanessa.
Vanessa. Hi, baby. Let me ask you something. Did that letter have any kind of address, contact information attached to it? Just yes or no right now. If it is a yes, I'm going to get you to disclose that for me when we get off air. Neither here nor there.
It did. It did. She has her handle since it was. This was bought via Instagram. So I can't, you know, communicate with her.
Oh, Vanessa. All right. So, sweetheart, I definitely salute you as a brother that appreciates, you know, our white counterparts, particularly, you know, the ones who are in favor of the Black Lives Matter movement, who do not get it misconstrued for, you know, being anti-white, because it has never been such. I would tell you, sweetheart, as much as, you know, you may, and I do emphasize may, you know, love your partner as a white woman, beautiful Vanessa, it really is not up to you to get him up to speed as a black man on the history of, you know, our ancestors and oppression, racial segregation, discrimination, and it's not your duty to get him up to speed with those things. I believe it is an indictment on him as a black man for him to dismiss having any kind of, you know, ailment with the Confederate flag, given that the Confederacy, the big, you know, ticket in the Confederacy was the slave trade. That was,
come on,
in essence, you know, the oil. No, pardon me. That was in essence of the engine to the vehicle that definitely was, you know, a part of the sales, you know, economic, you know, boom and everything was the slave trade. So I would advise you, you might want to begin to, you know, really distance yourself from that sucker that you have as a boyfriend. It is very disappointing for you had to disclose that he was in his 40s, damn near 50, when you definitely can, you know, or should have paid really more in close in-depth attention in school when it came to, you know, slavery, Jim Crow, Brown versus Board of Education, Little Rock 9, so many things that, you know, have been documented throughout history that, you know, gives us certain timetables on how things, you know, were like for, you know, our people and things. You couldn't convince me as a black man, brother, that you have never been in a situation where you have not faced any kind of, you know, segregation, any kind of bigotry, any kind of, you know, racial discrimination or profiling or what have you. You are indeed a sucker for your feelings about the Confederate flag. When we look at that Confederate flag as black people, there should be a somber feeling that comes over us. There should be some level of discomfort when we look at that Confederate flag because of what that flag stood for.
Talk heavy.
And the fact that your man, beautiful Vanessa, is unable to see that. Now, I think it's possible. I wonder if, you know, you have children by this man. I know you wouldn't have, you know, disclosed and put all your business out there for how long y'all been together. But,
see,
if y'all
wanted
got
the
children,
same thing,
it's even more disappointing.
Because she didn't say it. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, it's even more disappointing because, okay, in interracial relationships, where a couple, you know, has biracial children, in these kinds of times where black issues have, you know, been in the news for police brutality and, you know, injustices that have been happening across the country, how are you as parents, how are you exposing your children to what's going on? Because they have a white side, they have a black side. But society will always look at mixed kids as black kids. It's almost like if you ain't fully white, you just ain't fully white. And society will not accept anything but that. How do you begin to, you know, impart information on your children? What side, are your children supposed to be on? Because clearly your man is not on our side. It's ass backwards, to be honest with you. For you to be, you know, campaigning on behalf of black folks as a white woman in this country, again, we salute you, to have a black man that is damn near 50 that does not feel any kind of way about that Confederate flag. Oh, man, that really upsets me, Vanessa. What you need to go ahead and do is just sever ties with your boy. Figure that out in court. As
well,
far as
married.
Well,
they've been married
for
a couple years.
Well, a couple years. Well, hopefully you ain't got nothing that's really binding you to that man. I mean, I don't know if you're legally married, if you even believe in that, or whatever y'all got going on. But you need to separate yourself from him immediately, because you're going to always run into an issue. The fact that you even have thought about doing more to expose him to more information as a black man when it comes to oppression and things, oh, that just don't fit too well in my stomach. That's something that even I am unable to digest. We need to get the hell away from him.
Now, do you think them living in Wyoming has anything to do with how he feels? Because, I mean, brother, be honest. How many brothers you know there to be in Wyoming?
I don't know nobody from Wyoming. I've never been, you know, west of rivers. I believe Wyoming is in that same, you know, category of states that, you know, West Virginia is in. People in Wyoming will be like, what in the hell is West Virginia? Same way we
come
are
on.
Like, what in the hell is in Wyoming? But it could be. I mean, you know, as far as any kind of, like, geographical, you know, location and what's that? Wyoming is in what, the West, Midwest?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Wyoming? In the West, Midwest? One, I know it's out west somewhere. You know, probably real rural and all that stuff. So it ain't really much city life out there. Nothing but cows and green pastures and horses and all that
bison.
Kind of stuff. So yeah, bison and all
it's
that. You know,
Nevada.
Stuff.
What's up by Nevada on the West Coast?
All right, so they out there in the West. All right. And, you know, he probably, you know, if he's ignorant to it, he chooses to be. Any black person is ignorant to, you know, our history as the people, even if it's just things that you know that for the most part are common knowledge. If you choose to be ignorant for, like, the, like, racism for dummies, I want to say, for lack of better terminology, would racism for dummies, if you choose to be ignorant to that as a black person, like, no respect for you, period, none. Because trust me, to the husband of Vanessa, you can be campaigning on behalf of white folks if that's what, you know, your true intent is, but I can rest assure you something, brother, and I use that term very loosely, brother. If you are in a room or in a place where you are one of, if not the only person of color in attendance, trust me, you are not going to really win in the race against, you know, white folks. They are going to look at you for what you are and for what you seemingly don't think that you are as a person of color. You trust me, like, you have experienced that at some point in your life. As a man that's damn near 50, I know that you have. I'm 26, Woog is 26, and we experience it daily.
Daily.
So don't sit there and talk about, you know, you don't see why people, black folks, is in their feelings about that Confederate flag. And come on now, you sound ignorant as hell. Maybe because, you know, later on in history with, like, the Louisiana Purchase and as the country began to expand more, you know, westward, maybe, you know, you don't share the kinds of feelings that people like Woog and I would have because, you know, we were born and raised in the South where, you know, that where the Confederacy, you know, is stationed at. Where, you know, that Confederate flag, you know, in lack of better word, pretty much was just, like, born in the South. You're not from the South. You're from out West. But still, it's disappointing as a black man for you to say that. Very disappointing.
And I agree. it shouldn't be her place as a white woman to tell a black man how he should feel about racism in America. I'm not sure if they have kids or not.
If they do,
I will say, I don't know if she's trying to teach them how they should react to, you know, being treated unfairly or unequal. Because I can tell from the letter that he's not going to teach them. And I really feel bad if they have any sons, because if the father ain't teaching the son how to be black in America, then the son grows up not knowing what it feels like to not be treated equally. And you never know what could happen in the situation that he may find himself in. Because I truly feel that every black person in America is. I truly feel like every black person in America has been pulled over by the police. I've been pulled over by the police before. Every black person in America has witnessed or encountered or experienced some form of prejudice by somebody. Just by the color of the skin.
Come on, man.
So
really,
I do. I hope, you know, maybe he can see the light and see what happens. But, you know, it's not your place to have to tell a grown man, a grown black man, how and what he should feel. Not at that age. How he should feel about racism in America. Let's move on to something a little more easier, you know. I see you felt very passionate about that one, brother.
Open up another later. Open up another later.
Let's go to this one now. Walk with me because this is a long one. All right, walk with me because this one is a little long one. What's going on? The incomparable and the honorable. My name is Jay. I'm 29. I'm from New Hampshire. And I am a black man. All right. So we've got a white woman who's already voting, and we have a black man there. Okay. Young black man, 29, from New Hampshire. Letter says he is a delivery driver for a contractor. Okay, so this could either be UPS, FedEx. Maybe out there they have the Amazon already. I know around here they don't have the Amazon. Delivery driver for a company. Brother, would you consider y'all in that loop? He ain't named the service, and I guess rightfully so, but you know, would you consider y'all in that?
Might as well.
I feel
like everybody
so
under
it
that
could
umbrella,
be,
yeah.
FedEx, UPS, Amazon, maybe USPS. And okay. 29 from New Hampshire, delivery driver for contractors. He says his route is an hour and a half away from his terminal, as well as the cell phone signal and reception is very scattered. Okay, I've been there. Trust me, I know. Well, he's been doing the route. He says, I've been doing this route for 6 months now, and 3 months into it, I have a regular stop. Regular stop is at a cottage out in the middle of nowhere.
Out in the boonies.
Okay. Out in the boonies. He has a regular stop that he stops all the time out in the middle of nowhere, and he's become pretty fond of, he says, I'm becoming pretty fond of the woman that works behind the counter.
Ooh.
He says she is also, he says she's a white woman in her mid to late 40s, and she's married.
Another male.
Another male. He said, I've been going there regularly, and things have begun to heat up between us two. She did let me know that she was married in a marriage. However, about 3 months ago, I stopped there, and as I was delivering, things got a little heavy between me and her, and we had sex.
Heavy.
He cracked.
Heavy.
We had sex.
That's what I'm talking about.
Honorable.
Come on,
honorable,
now.
And incomparable. It was some good stuff. It was some good stuff.
I bet it was.
This has been going on for 3 months, and I'm loving every minute of it. It's at the beginning of my route, so whenever I do get some, it feels good, and it makes my day go by a whole lot smoother and faster. Now I understand that.
Oh, he hitting it on the job.
Yes. Yeah, he said he's doing it at the drop. My guess is what they doing is he going to deliver to them little cottages. You know, I guess they don't got a hotel, they just got cottages. They sliding over in one of them rooms, and he just knocking the monkey out. That's what I'm thinking he's doing.
Or either he got him a nice little setup in the back of his truck with whatever he is, you know, delivering, and he's sitting there banging that thing out in his little delivery truck. I don't know, man. I always wondered when I got a certain package why I was a little sticky on top. That's why anymore I be handling all that stuff with, you know, elastic gloves on, man. But go ahead. You can continue on if you have more to, you know, unpack with his story.
I do. Okay. So they've been, he said, for the past several months, him and the girl has been having an affair. He said, things have turned weird now. He said, because 2 months ago, he delivered to a house, and he met a young lady around his age. I remind you, 29. I'm not sure how old the young lady is. He didn't state. He says, I met this young woman. I delivered to her house. I thought she was very beautiful. We talked. We exchanged phone numbers. And for the past 2 months, we have been talking and getting to know each other. He says, I asked her, with me being black, is it going to be an issue? Because the area that I work in is predominantly white. Well, her parents were
right
on the way about her dating a black man. She says, no, everything will be fine, that her parents are pretty open to things like that. Okay, cool.
All right.
He says he got himself into a little situation. He says, so for the past few months, they've been talking. She's been coming towards his direction. She's been staying with him on and off, hooking up. They've gotten hotels. Okay. He says, Ams, and I've had a situation. She messaged me and said her parents were going to be out of town for the weekend, that I should come by one night whenever I got off and stay the weekend with her.
Hey, yeah, boy. Go ahead.
Ams, I've never flew through a route so quick in my life.
Hey,
I got
yeah.
off.
He had to hurry up and
I
get
drove
off
and
so
got
he
my
go and get off.
Yeah, he did. Hey, you know. He says, I got off, I drove back down there. When I arrived, it was already dark. She had already ordered pizza. We sat in the kitchen, we ate. And then after we ate, I got in the shower. And when I got out the shower, it was time to get it on. So we had hot and heated sex all night long. All right, okay. He says, I woke up in the morning to the smell of breakfast cooking. I go in the kitchen. She's cooking breakfast.
Oh,
we sit
lit.
And we eat.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
She lit.
He said, then she wants to go in the living room and watch a movie. So as we go in the living room, I sit across the couch, and I pop my feet up. And as she's fixing the movie, I start to look at some of her family photos. And I noticed one thing. The woman in the photos with her looks oddly familiar. Surprisingly, the woman in the photo is her mother, but also the woman in the photo is from the college who I've been having this affair with. How do I get myself out of this? The mama is who I'm screwing on the side. I really like the around the same age, I could be with her, but I can't stop thinking about her mom. I need some advice. Y'all, I know y'all got me. Yeah, 29J from New Hampshire. My man is out there delivering. Messing with the woman from the top, from the shop on his route. And to come to find out, he also messing with the daughter. And boy.
I ain't mad at
it. Jay, you done got yourself in some situation.
All right, so let's just go ahead. Let's not waste no time. So I would advise, you know, Jay, go ahead. You know, just you need to just stand down, brother. What you need to do just continue to straddle the fence, because what you have to put into perspective is that, you know, this lady that, you know, you now have found out to be the mama of, you know, little shoddy girl that, you know, has a profound interest in you just beyond y'all sexing. If she done got up and fixing you hog and biscuits and potatoes and all that, that's a different type of lady.
Come
but
on.
I digress. So if the mama came on to you and clearly she let it be known that she was in a marriage, which, you know, is a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day as far as, you know, how much value and onus we are really placing on marriages nowadays with stories of infidelity or whatnot. But again, I digress. You just got to continue to straddle the fence, my brother. Now, if it becomes a thing of where, you know, you just so happen to be at, you know, the daughter's crib, and then she just so happens to roll up, then you may find yourself in a compromised position. But, hey, man, you definitely have your cake and continue to cut as many slices of it as you would like to and indulge as you may. First off, the mama ain't going nowhere. If the mama is married, clearly she's unhappy. She's not going nowhere. Now, you could be laying it down so good to where at some point she may begin to, you know, really, really begin to deviate from her marriage as far as the household is concerned. Then you might find yourself in shallow waters. But if it just is a thing of where, you know, husband, I guess, I reckon he's at work whenever, you know, you just so happen to be stopping by there delivering, molding some boxes or whatnot, but neither here nor there. And, you know, just continue to shatter the fence and do what it is that you do, because she's already in a compromised place. She may want more of you and more with you, but like I say, she acknowledged that she married, so she's able to get out of you what she wants from you when it's convenient for her. So you really ain't got nothing to be worried about until she begins to, you know, display that there are feelings beyond, you know, just the sexual tension that y'all have between y'all. So that's how you handle that part. Now, let's go ahead and slide on over to the daughter's house, shall we? Now, she seems to be somebody that is demonstrating that she definitely has lifelike intangibles that all of us, you know, bold and heterosexual males can appreciate. Not only are you digging in that, she's also giving you something to look forward to if y'all are to continue on past, you know, these, you know, these relations that y'all are having. So you just might want to continue to just, you know, go on around her. If the area that she lives in makes you a bit uncomfortable, you know, I would kind of, you know, pick and choose my spots for when I'm going down there to visit or whatnot. But until, again, there are demonstrations and there is a directness as to how she genuinely feels about you, you really have nothing to worry about until she says, I would like for you to meet my mama. And then you might find yourself in a place of where the next time you just so happen to stop at, you know, the cottage and do, you know, your numbers and everything, you might have to, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, feel it out. Ask her, you know, if she got any kids and things of that nature. Or, you know, I don't know. But at some point, if the daughter is very much on pace to tell you at some point in time, I reckon that there is feelings that she has for you, I don't know how that's going to really work because, you know, we know that once women begin to feel a certain way about you, they want to show you off to their girlfriends. They want to show you off to their family, X, Y, and Z. And the moment that, you know, you meet that mama that you done been digging out for a couple of months now, on top of digging out her daughter, I don't know, you could be a dick and be like, you know, both of y'all is straight. Why can't we all just keep this in the family or whatnot? No incest. I'm not insinuating incest or anything of that nature, but I just would continue to straddle the fence until you no longer can do so. I know that was a bit much, but just straddle that fence until you no longer can straddle that fence.
Well, he said that this was complicated. You can tell he a brother. He said the mamas is better, but he would like to start something with the daughter. Now, let's just run through this right here. Let's say this is Maddie N.
All right.
How do you react when you get up and look down at the pictures and you notice that her mom is the woman you've been digging out?
I don't know, because some men actually have it on their bucket list to, you know, crack a mama and a daughter during the same time or at the same time. I know that might be a bit much. Viewer discretion is listener discretion is definitely advised. But, hey, listen, if that's me in that situation, again, I'm taking my own advice and I'm just straddling the fence. Because if this was unbeknownst to me that I'm having a family affair with a mama and a daughter, oh, man, like, I'm just straddling the fence. Because, again, this seems to just be a thing of where, you know, this is just for sexual fulfillment. Again, nobody, according to Brebra, has disclosed that they are interested in anything beyond sex. Although it's very plausible to say that the daughter more than likely would begin to, you know, divulge those feelings at some point in time. Her behavior is demonstrating such. But, hey, listen, bro, take my advice. I'm not saying this from personal experience. I don't want to, you know, piss any ladies off. I do not know this from personal experience. But, hey, if it ain't really no strings attached, you better keep on keeping on is all I'm going to say.
So your advice to Jay from New Hampshire.
Out of that fence.
Keep on.
Better ride that thing because it'll fall off.
You hear him, Jay. You hear him. Ride it out.
Call it what you want.
You can't ride no more.
Call it what you want. Look, man, I'm young. I'm a young man, but hey, trust me, like, I know from personal experience, there are some women out here that are married, that are with children, that are in relationships, that put on for the internet as if they are content, happy, and satisfied in their situation. And throughout my DMs and social media interactions and engagements, oops, there goes somebody texting me right now. That's somebody's girl right now that's unfaithful. But that's neither
here.
That's somebody's woman right now. Let me check this right quick. I would hate to end the night so short. Let me check in and see who this is.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, we lit. Okay. Yeah, I hit her back in a little bit.
But first of all,
furthermore, you just, that's how I would play it. You safe. Until somebody's heart gets involved, you safe. You safe, bro. All right.
All right, you heard him, Jay. Ride it out and then figure out what your intentions is with the mama. Well, it can't be no intentions with the mama because she married. Figure out what your intentions is with the daughter. And if y'all going to actually try to become something, you're going to have to break something off with the mama. It's going to be awkward that first time.
I don't know. The mama might be on her way to the coat house. That's all I'm going to say. If he's laying her down like that, she might be on her way to the coat house. Because we definitely have heard through music, through television, movies, docuseries, books, everything, there are times when you need someone, I will be by your side. Oh, darling, like water for chocolate, baby. You hear me? Listen, even though the foundation of relationships that, you know, are predicated, you know, well, that are of cheat, that are rooted in infidelity, I wouldn't really want that to be the foundation that I had, you know, established with somebody on, because I believe that's a fragile and frigid foundation. But tomato, tomato, whatever works for you, man. Yeah, man. Until feelings and things get involved, somebody's heart gets involved in the matter, you know, you ain't really got much anything to be worried about.
All right, real quick, we got one more real quick. This one's gonna make you laugh. I really gotta get some advice from this one. All right, this one is from Travis in Georgia. Travis in Georgia, he says, I'm 33, and I just have a simple question for you two at the Come On Somebody podcast. Simple is, I am a Trump supporter. What can I do in my community to get – hold on. You got to listen to this real quickly. What can I do in my community to get more black people to side
nothing.
With some things that Trump has done?
Nothing.
Hold on, bro. You got to let me finish.
That's quick. You said make it quick, right? These are quick responses. Nothing.
Come on, you gotta please give Travis a little something.
Did he disclose his ethnicity?
Well,
I'm guessing he's black.
Ain't
nothing else to talk
Travis,
about.
I'm guessing he's white. Well, hold on. I got his social hand. I got his tag. This is also on IG. Let me look.
Yeah, plug that in right quick.
Yep.
Because of me.
Well, he is a Trump supporter because I'm looking. No, he white. He white.
All right.
He's Caucasian American.
Yeah.
He got the big red hat on. What can he do in his community to get more black people involved and believe that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is not as bad as we make him out to be?
Nothing.
Well, Maddie?
Listen, bro, man. Let me just, you know, let me condense it so that you are even able to digest it, right? So, many of us may, you know, please that in receiving the first round of stimulus checks, that may have been a way that, you know, 45 was able to, you know, garner more of the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was privy to a lot of people throughout Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter that pretty much made mockeries of 45 in, if it even was an attempt to garner the black vote, for whatever the percentage of black folks that, you know, received or fell into, you know, the categories of what, you know, they made annually, whether or not they were or were not able to receive that stimulus check.
Mm-hmm.
You just could never really understand the post of the black folks because you yourself, you're not a black person. Now, that is not accusing you of being any kind of, you know, bigot or whatever have you. I don't need you to tell me that you have black friends and some of the other ploys that they put out there in order to, you know, divert our attention away from, you know, obvious racism, closeted or, you know, more in public. There's just nothing that you can do because for the most part, the post of the black community resents 45. Some of those reasons by more than wide margin are justifiable. It was a quote years ago, Kanye West said that George Bush don't like black people. And if you were able to tap into the post of the black people in regards to 45, I believe that they would, you know, pretty much say the same thing. The same quote, they're just going to, you know, extract George Bush from Kanye's statement, and they're going to insert 45 into the Kanye West's statement from years ago. So, in response to my Jamaican folk, there is nothing that you can do. There is nothing that you can do to, you know, swindle or sway the black people to feel as if, you know, President Trump is in favor of the black community. He's definitely not going to pull out the black folks the same way Obama pulled out the black folks to voting polls.
Come on.
Back in 2008 and in 2012. So hopefully
he pulling them out just to vote against him.
Hopefully that's not what you. Yeah, that may very well, you know, be the case come November also, but we'll have to wait until November to see, but, you know, there's nothing that he can do. But, you know, you from the South, you wear that MAGA hat proudly. you know, I mean, you know, whatever. That's fine. You know, whatever. But no, nothing that you can do.
That's interesting.
Really nothing that he can do. You know, whatever.
That's interesting for him to write in and want to talk about that. But, you know, he should have known what kind of reaction he was going to get, but we ain't going to give him what he really asked for. But, go ahead,
bro. Oh, well, I didn't think we were done, but if we are done, I guess that's, you know, I see what it is.
So,
I was going
to
get your hot takes
was,
on a couple of things before we got up out of here.
No, what I was going to say before we ended it, we want to come up with a name for this segment. So please, fans, we're going to be looking at y'all. Congregation will be looking at y'all to try to help us come up with a title for this segment for what we just did with reading these letters from you all. Shoot your ideas to Maddie Ams. Shoot your ideas to me. Also on of our social media tags or handles. So we can come up with a proper name for what we're going to call the segment we just did.
Right on. I dig you. Yeah. I got some hot takes I want your opinion on. There seems to be, you know, a lot of hate in the direction of Zion Williamson being either a finalist or one of the finalists for the 2K21 cover, when many feel as if he's unproven and a lot of people feel as if he's just hype. And many will argue that there are other rookies in the NBA currently that are more deserving of such an honor than what he is. What do you say?
I'm not a fan of him. Not a fan of him. He is unproven. He hasn't proven anything to me. I don't think he should be on the cover. I honestly don't. I see they did like a Legends edition. Now I think they got Kobe on that cover. Another edition, I can't remember
Shout
who was
Dame.
On the cover of that one. Was it Dame? I think Dame's on the cover. Dame's on one cover.
Yeah, because, you know, they deeming it like, you know, new. I guess with the new system that's set to come out holiday season 2020, you know, with the Xbox, the PlayStation, I don't know if it's another system that's supposed to be coming out. I don't know if Nintendo's going to come and try to join the party or anything. But, yeah, I know Dame is one of the cover athletes. Zion is going to be one of the cover athletes. And like you said, Kobe on the Legends Edition, which, you know, I don't know in history. I wonder how many times Kobe has been on the NBA cover. I know he was in like 2009 to 2010. I just think that's dope. Shout out to Bean though. Very fitting. I don't have an issue with it. I'm more of a supporter of him than what you are. I feel like in retrospect, you could, you know, I feel like that could, your assessment could very be applicable to Damian Lillard. He's had some big-time moments in the playoffs, but still, you know, he's been in the league long enough, and he's obviously the best player on that Portland team. He's the face of that franchise, and he hasn't been able to really do much himself either. And for that to be such a prestigious honor or whatnot, I know you can't put the LeBron's and them on the cover every year. You know, you kind of want to mix it up and everything. But, you know, one could argue that a player like, you know, Giannis, well, Giannis was on it last year, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. I feel if the Lakers win the championship, LeBron will be on the cover next year.
He should be. But that should that even be history for LeBron? Because LeBron has been on it a couple of times at this point, I think.
Yeah, it'd be history for him to be on it. I think he was on there. He was on there when he played for Miami and Cavs, and this would be the third time he's been on the cover with a different team. So I think that would be pretty dope.
All right, let's go here. I don't know the particulars of the deal, but Cam Newton will be suiting up for the New England Patriots this year.
Yes, sir. I'm all forward, all with it. It actually came out this year. The particulars of the contract came out today. I looked at them briefly. I want to see if I can get back to them. But I want to say it's almost like veterans minimum first year, but he can make up to 7-point-some million with incentives.
Yeah, I did hear it with some incentives and things that, you know, also incorporated in his contract. I think it's a little mad whack because it was a player that had tweeted out, I think it was Richard Sherman or something, that said, you know, for a player that has been the MVP, the Rookie of the Year, has made a Super Bowl appearance, X, Y, and Z, for him to have been treated, to be treated as if, you know, he isn't one of the, you know, better quarterbacks in the league at this stage in his career. He just felt like it was an abomination. He says there are players in the league currently at his position that are getting paid, compensated far, you know, more handsomely than what he is, that are not as proven as he is. And I just feel like, you know, I side with him, but at the same time, you know, it's a workout video that he had, you know, months ago where he just was in the gym, you know, getting right with, you know, one of his boys, and he was just, you know, blurting out, they gave up on me. They doubted me out pretty much, you know what I'm saying, just highlighting his critics and all that. So for things and how they ended in Carolina, of course, you know what I'm saying, I think he even tell you with straight face that he got something to prove. But, you know, here's your opportunity to do that. Don't let nobody swindle you into believing that you are the true heir apparent to Tom Brady, because that is just a reach. Just go in there, do you, and just try to, you know, block out anybody that, you know, is going to try to, you know, stand you up to Tom Brady, because you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to match what he's meant to that organization over the past 2 decades or so. So just go in there, do your thing, and, you know, I wish Cam the best, because Cam is dope. So
yeah, his contract is base 1.05 million. He's only guaranteed 550,000, but with incentives he can make up to 7.5 million. So he basically, they basically got him for dog on their nuts.
So like that has me. I know I want to hot take, but like, you know how recently with, you know, everything going on with, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and these protests and things, and people that, you know, are on the other side of things coming out and showing their true colors and things. Honestly, Wood, how do you feel like Cam Newton would be received in New England?
That whole Boston area is racist.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm glad you get my drift, because, you know, what we were speaking on earlier today as far as, you know, what that baseball player for the Red Sox has said, he's heard fans blurt out at Fenway Park, you know. So how do you, like, for real, like, how do you feel like he's really, because I don't see him staying in New England. I'm glad that they're giving him a shot. But I don't see him being in New England long term. Like, I feel like this is his year to kind of, you know, step out and still show that, you know, he can definitely be one of the better quarterbacks, and is still one of the better quarterbacks in the league. they'll have people, you know, this upcoming summer, you know, knocking on his door, you know, trying to get him to sign and all that. I don't see him staying in New England long, though.
Well, if anybody can resurrect anybody, it'll be Bill Belichick.
Yeah, because, you know, Randy Moss coming into New England was definitely a hothead. Most people yet, you know, kind of like blackballed Randy Moss, and many would argue, as, you know, legendary as a Hall of Fame receiver as he is, even when, and most would probably highlight his Minnesota years as his prime years, most would probably say, you know, the version of Randy Moss they probably could appreciate more than anything was when he was in New England in years that they was just going stupid up in New England and stuff.
So, yep.
Cam, we definitely pulling for you. We definitely pulling for you.
Yeah, we is. I want to see you make a big comeback. I want to see you in an MVP race, Cam. Do your thing, brother. Do your thing.
There seems to be a great divide in the NBA that's set to return and resume, you know, at the end of this month, where you got star players throughout the league that are voicing their discrepancies about how this resurgence of the NBA will take away from what is really at, you know, the fingertips of the country, and they don't want basketball to become a distraction. So even in amidst, you know, this second wave of the corona that many are predicting to, you know, come and surface, you know, what do you say to, like, you know, what do you feel about the star players that are coming out that are like, nah, bro, like, not right now. Like, of course, we all miss being out there competing, but nah, this is not the time or the place for it. Like, it's not that, you know, necessary for us to resume a season to, you know, have a playoff tournament in a secluded place in Orlando and to, you know, ultimately have a playoff, you know, to conclude a champion for this season. It's just not worth it.
See, brother, that's where we disagree. I'm all for it. I'm all for, you know, getting back out there on that court. To the ones that don't want to get out back out there on that court, cool. Nobody asking or begging you to get back on that court. You don't got to. But to the ones that are going to get out there and do their thing, I support you 100%. More power to you. I will be sitting. If you don't want to get out there on court, and for the ones that feel like they shouldn't, don't watch it. I'm all for it. I can't wait to get back out there and get to jugging, have an NBA back on there. I can't wait to do it. LeBron, do your thing, brother.
All right. Now, I reckon that that is the fan in you that's coming out and, you know, speaking so highly of the NBA's return later on this month. Because I know you like, you know, being pro-black, you know, you definitely can understand them when they say, you know, they don't want this to serve as a distraction from what's really going on in the world. When many feel like that we need something, many on that side of things wish for something to come to where it takes the energy and concentration off of these protests and, you know, these riots and how, you know, a magnifying glass is shed even, you know, greater on these, you know, police killings and these brutality things and all that stuff.
I don't think it'll take away from the fans. I don't. I mean, what are they doing now besides tweeting? Shout out to Russell.
Not everything is for cameras.
DeRozan.
Not everything is for cameras.
Huh?
Not everything
well, what are they
is
doing?
For cameras.
Are they donating? Are they giving back to communities? What are they doing? Shout out to Russell and DeMar DeRozan for actually getting out and protesting on the front line. Shout out to LeBron.
I know, for real. I mean, they
go and stuff like that. I support that. But the ones that you do see on the front line, The ones that you do see in the front line are also the same ones that are deciding to play.
I ain't upset for, you know, saying Kyrie's and Dwight Howard's and them to be like, you know, we're not really feeling, you know, competitive, you know, like play right now. We're not feeling that. Like, the season is already somewhat like going to be like deemed as like insufficient and inadequate given, you know, how the corona just hit and just shut everything down. It ain't that important to be playing basketball at a time like this when you still have people that are contracting the coronavirus and all of that. Just like, until it's safe, if it ever, you know, becomes a thing where it's safe to resume or kind of resume how things were prior to this whole pandemic, it just ain't worth it at this point. I personally feel like in my heart, this is due to the NBA and their partners with these television companies and things losing revenue because there's nothing on TV to watch. I'm just being honest when I say that.
And, you know,
they know that the ratings will begin to go up.
We're just going to, you know, disagree on this one. I personally feel racism is going to be there. Not really what you can really do right now. Whatever change the way things are perceived and that happen in America. Get back to the game. Continue to support on your platform. You can reach more. It's another way of showing that Black Lives Matter. No, it don't. No, it don't. No, it don't.
Yes, it do.
Same thing that's going on. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it do. You don't have fans in their arenas. They are going to be playing in a secluded area in Orlando.
Okay, and that's fine. It's still going to be
broken. It takes away from the mystique of it.
Okay, it can take away from the mystique, but the message is still getting across. The message that some of them are setting out for. These boys got families. Go feed your families.
I'm not telling nobody not to go feed their family, but look. Why is the NBA so pressed to come back when there is an evident, you know, a second wave of this thing that's going to hit? You can
already hit, and it don't matter. It's
still, like, what's the point? Come out and say that television ratings has plummeted, revenue has plummeted. That's why we want to try to get basketball back. Is it worth jeopardizing the safety and the sanctity of these players just to play some ball? No, it's not. It's not.
Are they giving them an option to play?
Trust me. Yes, they're giving them
an option to play.
I want them. But check it. They could care less about Dwight Howard not playing. You really want it to be a thing where, you know, the NBA is like, all right, whatever. Let LeBron come out and say, nah, we're not playing the ball right now.
Let him come out and say it. But he's for playing. He's for it.
All right.
I believe you should give the players the option if they do or don't want to play. They don't want to play, sit them down. They don't get paid. The ones that want to play, let them play, get them paid.
But then it becomes a thing where it's like, all right, you giving players these options, what if there is a mixture of tier one NBA players, you know, good tier two, and then like role players to like bench players to non-existent players that all are like, no, we're not playing. So you already have an abridged season. You pretty much have, you know, broken rosters. That's why everybody is going to put an asterisk on this season when it does resume and a champion is crowned.
I'm not putting one on that.
I'm not just saying that if LeBron wins it, it's gonna be an asterisk put on this season regardless.
I'm not saying I don't have an asterisk on anybody receiving the chip. But what I'm saying is before season starts, you get a definitive number from each and every team that's gonna be in this tournament of who is playing and who is not playing. You get every last one of them tested for coronavirus. They all pass, we go on with it. If you so happen to change your mind about playing mid-tournament, that's on you. But if you already because you ain't playing and they already got the number of people who said they will be playing, you can't be added on. Leave it as is.
I got one more for you.
It's optional by you.
Okay. right. I got one more for you before we, you know, tap out. Now, there was a little segment that, you know, me and Street Fighter had going on for a little bit called Hell Yeah, Hell No. And I want to play that with you right quick for our last, you know, well, for my last question. You know, I don't know if you have anything beyond this, but tell me, is it genuine when you read a report that just seems to be ongoing throughout these past several years surrounding, you know, Kaepernick, that there are teams that are interested in signing him? Is that genuine? Hell yeah or hell no?
No, it ain't genuine. They're only doing this because Black Lives Matter is definitely in politics. They're only doing this now because they feel it's a right thing to do, a right thing to say. Personally, if this was genuine, then last year, their faux last, when Cap was a free agent, they should have been able to sign him, and a team should have signed him. So, no, it's not genuine about all this stuff that you hear. They just now want to come out and try to save face.
And, you know, another issue I have with is that, okay, who's citing these, you know, who's, you know, publishing this news, and why is it that these teams are not making themselves, you know, accessible for the public to know who they are if they are interested in Kaepernick? Why is it so,
because,
you know,
again,
broad? There are multiple teams that are interested in signing Colin Kaepernick. There's only 32 ball clubs in the NFL. What's so difficult to just come out and say, yes, I am a team that is interested in signing Colin Kaepernick? Is that because you don't want to get pressured by the people,
by the fans,
to sign him? Is that why you want to, you know, just, you know, have anonymity with, you know, regards to these kinds of stories when they hit the press? Get the freak out of here. Reveal yourself. He's been out the league long enough now. You shouldn't have no issue revealing who you are as a ball club if you're interested in signing him.
Two reasons, I believe. They don't want no backlash from their president. They don't want no backlash from their fans. Because you're going to have people that be like, sign Kaepernick. Then you're going to have the other ones that's going to be like, well, if y'all sign Kaepernick, I ain't watching. Well, I'm boycotting because he don't sign for the flag. Even though it was never about that.
Yeah, let Drew Brees tell you how he really feels about that situation. You know what? All right, what's the second thing, brother?
No, that was both of them, the president and their fan base.
Okay, I agree with you because you're going to have people that still, you know, going to be like, nah, we're not with it. They're not going to be able to see it. Even 4 years later, they're not going to be able to understand why. They don't want to understand why he did what he done. And it's like,
Come on, of course,
a team is going to be hit with so much, you know, press and things on a day-to-day basis the moment he either is beginning to show face within their organization or, you know, if they even feel compelled to sign him. That's just going to be a constant story every day, and I don't think that no ball club in the NFL wants that kind of attention on them because it's going to become a thing where they're going to begin the crowd, the supporters, some of them are going to begin to pander to the organization and call for Kaepernick to play, and they're going to want to see him out on the field and stuff. And I just don't think some of them had a balls to really step up and want to, you know, take that bull by the horns. But, that's all that I had, unless you had something else you wanted to end the show off with. I thought that was pretty dope, man. We've been rocking for a little over an hour now, so it's always good when you come in politics, man. We miss you, bro.
I appreciate it. You know, we're going to be back in here. Like I said, y'all, hit us up. Let us find out when we're going to name our new segment on the show. And we're going to get right back to it. Continue to hit us up. Send us more letters so we can talk about more of y'all's problems on the air.
All right, man. We tapping out. Make sure y'all stay safe. Keep your sanctity and all that. Please don't let nobody get you out of your element. But if they do try to, you know, pull strings, Make sure you dog walk them like a puppet. Matty Ayams and Wood, we tapping out, man. That's what it is, y'all. Church.
Peace.